about this YouTube gaming? Has anybody got the app yet? I haven't gotten it on Android, but supposedly today's the day.
I've had early access.
Oh, you've been writing about it, yeah.
And they had a hands-on thing a couple months ago. It's really neat. I mean, it kind of covers all of the stuff that Twitch covers, but it's YouTube, and there's way more eyeballs there, and YouTube streaming is way better, and everything works over HTML5. There's DVR capabilities, so you can rewind a live stream, which I would have loved to do on Twitch the other day, or on Twit the other day when I heard about you.
Oh, we used to have that rewind capability.
I'm like, I want to go backwards and see what happened because I missed the first part.
Yeah, we used to have that rewind capability, but the new site took it away.
It's cool, but like Facebook, Twitch is where people are right now. And, you know, the people that watch these video game streams have their favorite streamers. And unless they want to switch platforms, it's going to be tough for YouTube gaming to take off. So I guess what they need to do is pay attention to those people and try to make the streamers happy so that they'll switch over.
Gaming.youtube.com. And then there are apps for Android and iOS. What the apps just let you watch video, I presume, not record it.
I don't think they do. I think that's a future feature that they're going to have. They talked about one day streaming, you know, Candy Crush from your phone.
I think that'd be kind of fun. Watch me play Fallout Shelter. Yeah.
The cool thing about this, though, is that it's not just live streaming. It's all of Google's video or all of YouTube's video content plus live streaming. So they made 25,000 game pages.
Wow.
And they kind of sent their robots to work on YouTube to categorize all of the videos on there by game and by type of content.
Wow.
So, you know, you just go click on like Minecraft and you'll get all the Minecraft live streams and all the Minecraft YouTube videos all on this one page.
I may be wrong, but I think Minecraft is much better represented as it is on YouTube than it is on Twitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twitch tends to be League of Legends, more hardcore gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And you can star games, which is neat. So it'll kind of it helps with discoverability, I guess, when you say, you know, I like Hearthstone, it'll show you not only, you know, your favorite streamers, but whoever else is playing and popular videos in that category and all sorts of stuff.
So, Ron, I talked to Jeffrey Grubb on Tech News Today this morning, and I asked him what would stop somebody from using it as just a live streaming, you know, Meerkat clone and having nothing to do with games. And he wasn't sure about the answer. Do you have any idea if they will ban you if you just try to do streams that are not related to gaming content?
No, I mean, YouTube's live stream thing existed before this. So you've been able to do YouTube live streams before, but they were set up as like events. Like you would have to schedule it and have a calendar entry. It was set up like for rock concerts.
Yeah.
Basically. And with the YouTube gaming thing, the streaming part of it is not actually part of YouTube gaming. So is this live? Is this live
video we're watching?
Yeah, well,
this is an ad.
After an ad, it will be.
No, no, I mean, okay, so if you go click on the top right and pick like live stream or something, is there an option up there to live stream?
But it says go live.
So you can go
click
live.
That, see what happens.
How do I embed myself in that? It's not using Flash either. So this
must now, you have left YouTube gaming and you're just on regular
live stream.
And it says streams. For any reason, by the way, it doesn't have to be gaming.
Ah.
Right.
So they're going to categorize it at some later date. Maybe they have an algorithm.
There's a special interface for games, but as part of it, they totally revamped live streaming, basically. And anybody can use it, for whatever. It's just a matter of where do these end up when they're not gaming live streams. I'm not really sure because nobody does non-gaming live streams on YouTube.
You get a live URL that you can point people to, but I don't know where it surfaces.
And it's presumably archived under your account, right?
Yeah, it would end up on your – it would probably end up on your channel page.
Right.
And not
so, if I'm a Let's Play gamer, it doesn't go to my channel page? It goes somewhere else?
No, it goes to your channel page, and it goes to YouTube gaming as a under that game
under
category.
Categorized, I get it.
And it goes in that game under the Let's Play category. Automatically detects and pulls
out. This is almost really a specialized search.
Yeah.
Yeah.